Good morning and welcome to the weekly fire report. This week our guest is Lieutenant Anthony Harris with the Devil's Lake Volunteer Fire Department. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Eric. How are you today?
Good, and thanks for coming on the show. How did things go this past week?
Well, it was pretty quiet. We did have a couple calls. We had a lift assist on the 20th. Smoke alarm over at the lake cottage. Do some cooking, some splatter of grease, and it just kind of got hot and smoked up the place. Set the alarm off. And then we had a fire alarm at the hospital, which in route we were told to stand down because it was a false alarm.
All right, and then wrapped up the calls for the week?
Yep.
All right, and then one thing we wanted to talk about, just a reminder to the public that coming up now, you've got a big event that's going to be happening at the old hotel out on Highway 2, the old Great American Inn, before it gets torn down here soon. You've got going to see some activity out there, but it's all training.
Yep, so the last couple weeks, actually, we've been out there doing training department, mutual training with our department and with the rural fire department. So that's been good to use some actual buildings and that we don't really have that we can go out and do some things that we'll actually do if we get a call and need to be ready to do these things and trying different techniques. And it's really fun to interact with everyone else and especially with the other department also. So we've had I think 2 weeks now that we've done it, and then this weekend we have a regional fire school, so firefighters from around the state can come up to Devil's Lake and we'll do some, the NDFA will be doing some training there, and we still have one more training department wide where we're going to be out there, so that'll be pretty cool. It's awesome when you can try different buildings that you're not in often and see, because that's how it is going to be on a real call.
All right, so if people see some activity out there this weekend or next Wednesday, like you said, it's all training, yep. But there might see a bunch of fire trucks and some fake smoke and things like that.
Yep, don't be alarmed. We're out there just training, making sure that we're ready for our community. Just want to get a shout out to Ironite too, also for allowing us to utilize the building. That's really, really nice of them to do that before they tear it down. Because again, we don't have the facilities in Devil's Lake to change our realms of what we're doing.
Right.
So when we get new buildings, if anybody ever has a building they want to let us train in and see, that'd be awesome.
Right, like I said, a nice opportunity there to do some training in an actual situation that could mirror what you see on an actual call.
Yep, because you never know what you're going to. We can only see the outside of these buildings. We go around town and we pre-plan a lot of the commercial businesses if we can and try and just get our hazards mitigated so we'll know where these things are at and just try and keep ourselves safe and our firefighters safe.
All right, sounds good. Well, Anthony, we appreciate you joining us this morning and recapping what transpired for the fire department over the past week and a little preview of the training that's going to be going on at the old hotel out there on Highway 2 this weekend and again next Wednesday evening.
Yep.
All right, that's going to do it for the show this morning. Joining me this morning has been Lieutenant Anthony Harris with the Devil's Lake Fire Department. And, of course, you can join us each Saturday for the Fire Report on your radio workstations.